Young Britons,
英国年轻人。
What am I? Am I Welsh? Am I English? Am I British?
What does it mean to be a young Briton? And who are some of the young people that make up British society?
居住生活在当今英国的年轻人们拥有的是什么样的生活呢？而这些组成当今的英国社会的年轻人们又都是谁呢？
In this series, we're going to be meeting four young people from different backgrounds, all with very different experiences of growing up and living in Britain.
在我们的年轻英国人系列节目中，我们会集中采访在英国长大的四位背景不同的英国年轻人。
They're going to take us on a brief tour of their world.
大家好，我是董征。在今天的节目中，我会带大家一同了解一下一位英国年轻人的丰富生活。
Across China, this is BBC Learning English.
Hey, that's my dad there. And that's my mum and my younger brother. And then those are my two younger sisters, they're twins. Hey, my name is Daniel Mutzo.I live in Hanwell, Ealing, which is West London. Ealing is known as the greenest borough in London, which I think is a very good thing. It has a massive, massive Polish community. That is one of the other things that defines it. Apart from that, I would say it's general, typical, suburban part of outer London.
Daniel 在伦敦西部的伊林地区居住，这里是伦敦的城郊 suburban， 也是伦敦绿化的最好的一个城区。在这里也居住着伦敦最密集的众多波兰移民。To be defined by 就是以什么而著称。
So Charlie Chaplin went to a school which is just literally around the corner from where I live. Moving to more modern times, England footballer Peter Crouch went to the school that I went to.
著名的喜剧默片明星卓别林小时候他上的学校呢就在 Dan 他家的附近。Dan 说这所学校近的简直就是在他家的拐角 literally around the corner. 而英国现在国家足球队效力的主力队员 Peter Crouch 也是 Dan 的校友。
You're listening to BBC Learning English.
Am I Welsh? Am I English? Am I British? Because my blood is completely Welsh, but I was born and bred in England and I've only ever lived here, so I personally see myself as English. Whenever I'm watching any sporting event, I feel English. I like all sports. I mainly, like football. However, I like watching golf and tennis and anything with any competitive edge I will watch.
但的家人都来自威尔士，而他本人是在英格兰出生长大 ，born and bred， 所以他一直都觉得自己啊其实是个英格兰人。就连看球的时候，他支持的球队也是英格兰队。但喜欢很多种的体育运动，不过他最喜欢的是足球和具有竞技性的体育项目 ，with a competitive edge。
This is my local pub, the Drayton Court. This pub is my local pub. It's the centre of my community. It's where I can always see someone that I know, any time of the day. It's kind of definitely an English tradition to kind of go down to the pub and relax and have some drinks and maybe play a couple of games of pool or watch some sport on the TV. And it's a kind of home from home in a way.
在这段录音中 ，Dan 领我们来到了他经常光顾的就近酒馆，酒馆就叫做 The Drayton Court。Dan 说呢，这家酒馆可以是算是他们当地社区的活动中心，在这里他总能碰到他的邻居和熟人。他给我们讲到了英国人都喜欢去酒馆的文化传统，而他自己就特别喜欢到这里来放松一下，喝上一杯，和朋友们打打台球，或者一起看电视上的足球比赛转播。他说这里啊，简直就是他的第二个家 ，a home from home.
Well, London's obviously an extremely good city.And that's because there is a lot of opportunities and it's a very exciting place. And being a Londoner, I think I tend to take London and its advantages and its beauty for granted. I lived in central London for 3 years. I used to cross the kind of the Thames and where the Houses of Parliament were and Big Ben and the London Eye and St. Paul's Cathedral and the Tate Modern.Occasionally I'd just stop and kind of think, well, hang on a second, London is actually amazing and it is actually a phenomenal place to live and to have grown up.
但给我们谈到他在伦敦的生活长大对他来讲是意义深远的。他感到伦敦这所大城市里存在着各种机遇，他也觉得可能每天身处在这里，他对伦敦真的有点理所当然的感觉了。 To take something for granted 就是见惯不怪，理所当然。他搬到伦敦市中心已经有3年，而每天他擦身而过的著名坐标性建筑 landmarks 其实是数不胜数，比如说英国的议会大楼、大本钟，还有圣保罗大教堂，还有泰特现代艺术馆。但说呀，其实伦敦是一个相当非凡的地方， a phenomenal place.
So that was a little bit about young Briton Dan Mucklow.
又是一位有理想又优秀的英国年轻人。希望大家注意收听我们这一系列的下期节目，也欢迎到我们的网站 bbcukchina.com 来收听更多有趣有益的英语教学节目。我们下期节目再见。
Bye!